T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I love this lead-in. Got a nice little beat to it.
It's my favorite one of anyone we do. The nicest man in America.
Everybody loves Raymond.
It really is applicable here, Ron. At least nobody hates Raymond. I know that much.
Oh, I could come up with a few people who do.
Who?
I just could come up with a few people.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. You know him. He's all over the station all the time. Ray, how are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well.
Well, the story is...
Ray. Let me go first here. Are you sharing my concerns about getting into Kansas City and then getting out of Kansas City?
Did you see that little screenshot I sent you?
I did.
Yeah, actually, the most up-to-date is at 9 a.m. It's only down to a 60% chance of snow in Kansas City. So here are my two guarantees, Ron.
But the other thing, though, Ray, it's at 40-mile-an-hour winds. I can see our little plane bouncing all over the sky. Starkey's horrified over here thinking about it.
Good thing Joe's not going. My two guarantees, we will not land in Kansas City as scheduled, and we will not return home to Pittsburgh as scheduled based on what I see is coming this way Sunday into Monday. So
you guys should drive. Leave now.
We should. We might get there at the same time.
Rent an RV. Do the John Madden thing. Just rent an RV and go. Ray, the big news is Juju from yesterday. Our colleague Jerry Dulac. His tweet, Juju healthy enough and Steelers, quote, hoping he can play, but they are not planning on it right now. This was yesterday. Percent chance Juju plays, and can he have an impact?
I think 75%, Joe. I tried to convey this.
Wow, that he's going to play, 75% chance.
Yes. Wow. And I tried to convey this in the story I wrote yesterday, as you guys all know. We can't report what we see, but we talked to Deontay Johnson afterward, and everything that Deontay said basically led me to believe that he's ready to go. So, and here's what I think about it, guys. If Juju plays, he's not going to play 80-85% of the snaps like he normally would. It'd be on a pitch count. You know, conditioning would be a factor. But if you can get him out there for 15 or 20 snaps in that game against the Chiefs, why wouldn't you do it? You know, Cody White has been dressing. They barely play Cody White at all on offense, maybe a couple snaps a game. You know, they can make a number of other moves where they could cut a guy, you know, to get Juju back onto the roster. So I think it's trending toward he's playing. How effective is he going to be? I don't know, but I just go off of what Deontay said. And, you know, Deontay said he looked really, really good. And I believe him, if you know what I mean.
How does James Washington fit into all this, if at all?
Well, I don't know. He's coming off the COVID list. You know, Deontay said yesterday that he's fine. It doesn't seem like he has any ill effects, you know, from that. But, you know, listen, I mean, Ray McLeod has bypassed him on the depth chart. So before Juju was activated, you know, if he is, you know, that would mean James Washington would then be the fifth receiver. So, you know, probably going to dress. How involved he's going to be, I don't know. Some weeks he's playing 40 snaps. Other weeks he's playing 15. So I would imagine if Juju dresses, his role would be, you know, reduced. But it seems like he's trending towards playing too. I don't think there's any holdup. You know, given his COVID absence.
I think he could actually make a play or two, given the way Denver plays defense, which is basically daring you to throw 50-50 balls. But I have to correct a mistake here I just made. Zeiss just texted me. Signetti went out with Wonstedt. So Wonstedt did not fire Signetti, but the whole staff was fired at one point, and then Signetti coached the bowl game. So apologies for that. Ray, let's talk about the approach in this game, and let's start with offense. There seems to be a lot of different opinions, as there always are. Should they line up and try to smash this team? Should they go the short passing route? Do they need to loosen things up? As Tony Romo said in the first game, throw over them a little bit. They're challenging you to do that, and you're not going to be able to do anything else unless you get some balls over them. What should be the offensive strategy here?
The opposite of what they did the last time. That's what they should do. Listen, Matt Canada was joking about it yesterday. You know, they have to have a better game plan, and they have to have a different game plan. So, Joe, they resisted going with pace or the no huddle in the first half all season. I don't expect that to change now, but I do expect them to change. And I think your point and Tony Romo's point is a good one. You're not going to be able to execute your short passing game if they're daring you to throw over top and you're not even threatening them to do that. So I think the Steelers can do that and probably should do that. And then I think that'll loosen up the running game and the short passing game as well. But listen, this offense has been really, really bad in first quarters, bad in first halves, and they somehow managed to get into the playoffs with some, classic Ben Roethlisberger fourth quarter comeback. So I don't think you can lean on that in this game against Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes. I think the Steelers are probably going to have to score in the high 20s if they want to win this game. So that means getting off to a better start. And I think that means threatening them downfield, taking some shots. I don't know if they're going to be successful. It would help greatly if they are. But if they do that, I think it might help them get off to a better start than they have been.
Ray, how about defensively? I don't think anybody stops Mahomes, but, you know, do you have to pressure him? Do you blitz him? Or do you hope you get four guys that can then drop everybody else back? And what role can TJ play? He was hurt with those broken ribs the first time. Did virtually nothing and only played about half the snaps.
Yeah, I don't think you want to sell out and blitz. I think the ideal plan, and this is really the way the Steelers defense, you know, has been built in recent years, is you get home with four and then you help out your back end. You know, they're not, they can sit back and they can cover. And if you could do that, you're going to have success. Now, is TJ Watt healthy enough to be the factor that he usually is when he's healthy? We'll see. It looks like he's been better the last couple of weeks than he was going into that first Chiefs game. So that's a positive for the Steelers. Cam Hayward, Cam is going to show up. He's going to play his butt off. And then it comes down to Alex Highsmith. Can he get it done? He's been kind of hit or miss this year. Chris Wormley, can he get it done? And then there's other reserves who are going to be shuffling in on the D-line. So, I think ideally they can do that, but whenever you get into a situation where you have to blitz Mahomes and he escapes and then you're in a numbers game back there and with the weapons the Chiefs have, I don't think that's going to turn out well if the Steelers are forced to do that.
Well, Ray, TJ got kicked in the hot dog the other day. I mean, are you concerned?
Yeah, I heard that.
Are you concerned about how – no, I'm joking. That was a pretty good line by Cam and his son, wasn't it?
It was. I had never heard that before, so that's why it was so funny to me. But the things that come out of kids' mouths, huh?
Well, if I had to pick a matchup in this game, Ray, it would be T.J. Watt, a healthy T.J. Watt, and he was clearly grabbing his ribs on rushes in the previous Kansas City game. He only played about half the snaps. He's going up against Andrew Wiley, who's the lone holdover from that disastrous Super Bowl line. And he wasn't supposed to start this year. In fact, he was third string. And it's Wiley against Watt. And if Kansas City is going to be arrogant enough not to give that guy any help, then it's going to be trouble for them, I think. That's the one matchup in this whole game that I'm looking at.
Joe, I would be shocked if they left him on an island one-on-one with T.J. Watt. You could bet they're going to have a running back to chip, maybe have line up with two tight ends and have a tight end chip. There is no way that, you know, there's one guy on the Steelers defense who can wreck the Chiefs offensive game plan, and his name is TJ Watt. So could he get a few opportunities to rush one-on-one? Yeah, of course. You know, they're not going to double him every single time, but I think those opportunities will be few and far between. And, you know, I think if they do make that mistake, if he's healthy, TJ Watt can make them pay a lot.
All right, Ray, before we ask for your prediction, what other wild card game interests you the most this week, and who might be a big upset somewhere along the way?
You know, I think as far as upsets go, I really want to watch the Bengals and the Raiders. I think those two teams are trending up. This Raiders team has a little something about it, but I'm still picking the Bengals in that game. The other one is San Francisco, Dallas game. I think the 49ers can run the ball. They've been playing much better lately down the stretch. So that's my one upset in the wild card round. You know, history says there's probably going to be one or two more, but I feel probably most strongly that the 49ers will get it done on the road and beat the Cowboys.
You want his prediction, Ron?
Go ahead, Ray. What Starkey and I both are picking the Chiefs. Joe had a premonition overnight that something catastrophic was going to happen at the end of the Steelers.
Catastrophic is a good word.
But he thinks it's close, 27-26. I say 30. Whoa. I say 30-23. As much as I want to pick the Steelers, I can't ever pick against Mahomes. How about you,
Ron? We almost have the same final score. My prediction is Chiefs 30, Steelers 22. Technically a one-score game. I do think it'll be close for longer than people expect, but I expect Mahomes to get it done in the end.
Do you by any chance, Ray, that, you know, the Steelers are playing this lack of respect card almost to the hilt, although I saw Deontay say yesterday, we don't want you back on the bandwagon after we win. That one kind of tickled me a little bit. But it seems like everybody else is saying, poor us, we're going to go there and we're going to get killed. You don't think the Chiefs are going to fall for that, do you?
I mean, Ron, it's hard to say. Maybe a couple of their guys who are younger and more inexperienced might fall for that. But, you know, Andy Reid is going to be preaching all week. He was preaching to us the other day. He told us the Steelers were playing like a number one seed. Boy, and, you know, you think Mike Tomlin can lay it on heavy. Andy Reid can lay it on heavy, too. So if Andy gets his message through, it's not going to happen. But who knows? You might have a couple of guys down there who are drinking the Kool-Aid.
Ray, it's the playoffs, so it's time for a very special edition of Free Association. Are you prepared?
I am ready, Joe. Let's get at it.
Any concern for Trey Turner not practicing with a knee yesterday? Will he play?
A little bit since he sat out on Thursday, but they've been kind of nursing him along for the last month, so I think he'll play.
Najee in the arm.
One second, Joe. Would General Haig get the call at guard there if he can't go?
Yes, General Haig or Coward, but I'm thinking Haig.
Bill Coward?
Versatility.
Wait, Coward is still on the team?
Rashad Coward.
He's still on the team? Ron, did you know that?
I did not know that. I was laughing at you when you said Bill Coward.
Holy horse milk. I was not aware of that. I thought he was gone long ago. My bad. Najee Harris. Go ahead, Ray.
It'll be the general. No, it'll be the general if Turner can't go.
Ron, do you see how you interrupted the flow of free association? Now everybody's interrupting each other.
I wanted to get an information out.
I know. But now the flow is gone.
I promise I won't interrupt.
You just did again. Najee Harris with one arm. Is he capable of carrying a normal load? If they need this guy, if things are going well, can he be Le'Veon Bell in Kansas City in that other playoff game?
Well, his normal load is like 95% of the snaps, so I'm going to say no on that, but I do think he'll be up there around 80, 85% of the snaps, and they'll find a way to keep him upright and hopefully keep him competitive in this game.
Which Kansas City Chief that we probably aren't thinking of is going to torture Steeler fans? Byron Pringle?
Well, everyone's thinking Melvin Ingram because of, you know, he was traded from here. You know, he busted him a couple last time. I'll say Pringle. You know, all the, you know, Kelsey and Tyreek, everyone's going to keep their eyes on those guys. I think Pringle could have another big game because I don't think he's going to get as much attention.
And I might add, Pringle was fourth in the league in kick return average. Ray-Ray McCloud had more targets than Deontay or Chase Claypool combined in the first half of the first Kansas City game. Is that going to happen again, Ray?
It shouldn't, and I'll say no. I think they'll find a way to spread it around more. But I don't think, even if Juju does come back, I still think Ray-Ray is going to be heavily involved in the game plan.
Last, but certainly not least, who's going to be the Steelers' punter on Sunday?
Sounds like it's going to be a game-time decision. I'll go Corliss Waitman. He was there a couple weeks ago. He punted really well. So I'll go with Waitman over Harmon.
Ron, would you like to say goodbye to Ray in any kind of formal way?
Ray, I'll see you at the airport tomorrow. We may be spending quite a bit of time at airports this coming weekend.
Yeah, keep your fingers crossed.
Ray, I'm telling Ron already that you guys should just plan on coming home Tuesday. Enjoy your night in Kansas City Monday night. Get a bunch of barbecue, watch the playoff game, put money on the company. I think that's the way to go.
I think it might turn out that way anyway, but you might be right, Joe.
Thank you, Ray.
See you, Raymond.
All right, I'll see you.
It's true. Everybody does love Raymond.
Yeah. Has he ever been livid, Ron?
I've never seen him. Well, he did get mad at me once. He was filming stuff at training camp, like the Post-Gazette videos. He was by himself doing it, and I was on behind the camera making all kind of obscene gestures.
He didn't like
that. And he didn't like it. And after it was done, he says, "That bleeping cook."
Did he really?
Yeah.
Leave it to you to get to Ray Fittipaldo, maybe the only person in history.
I was making these gestures to him, and he was trying to concentrate. He didn't like it.
Horst, did you have a question on Ray's appearance?
Did he just say the general was playing?
Yeah, General Haig, not General
at
Patton.
Guard if Trey Turner can play.
Rashawn Coward. I thought he was gone.
I thought when you said first Bill Cowher, I was thinking, okay.
It'd be a hell of a game if Cowher and the general were playing.
Yeah, it would. It'd be better than the offensive line's been for a large part of the year with Coward and Cowher. Well, Trey Turner's now become a slight concern for me, but the news there was Juju.
He said, what, 75%?
Let me just say this. Oh. People aren't allowed to say what they saw at practice, but everybody who was there that I know of thinks he's playing.
Unbelievable. That's just unbelievable to me. Major shoulder surgery with 2 days of practice.
Like I said, if he can play next week, he could probably play this week. If he's ready to play, he's ready to play.
Apparently, you are correct, Swami, as always.
But here's the thing with Juju that I truly do believe, and I mean this again as a compliment. He's just crazy enough to want to get out there. And if he does get out there, he's going to play like Juju. And I mean that as a compliment. How many people, I'll answer it before I ask it, none, can say they knocked out Vontaze Burfict in Cincinnati and stood over him like a prize fighter.
And became a hero in Pittsburgh ever since.
And stood over him like Ali over Liston. I mean, he's nuts. Of course he's going to want to play. And I love it. And I think it's going to provide a big emotional boost. We agree on this, Ron. It's going to be a dramatic. There's going to be some drama in this game.
I think so.
It's going to be fun to watch.
I'm thinking that too.
Could be Ben's last hurrah. It could be a disaster, Ron. Is it going to be a Dan Marino type last to Ron?
I don't see that. 62-7. I don't 63-7. I don't see that.
Well, no, not that bad, but just a really, really bad finale.
Now, Dan Marino didn't see it that bad when it happened either, though.
Yeah, no, I'm not seeing 62-7, but what about a bad finale for Ben?
Could. It could. You know, he can't throw interceptions. He can't lose the ball in a sack. They got to win it's football 101, win the turnover battle, but I think they have to win it decisively. I think they got to get two or three turnovers, not just one.
Ron, you mentioned the Deontay Johnson quote.
How about that?
This
one,
did
huh?
not fit with the theme of what's coming out of the South Side this week. Deontay Johnson stepped out a little bit with this one, and Horse is going to play it for us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Percent chance Juju plays, and can he have an impact?
I think 75%, Joe. I tried to convey this.
Wow, that he's going to play, 75% chance.
Yes. And I tried to convey this in the story I wrote yesterday. As you guys all know, we can't report what we see, but we talked to Deontay Johnson afterward, and everything that Deontay said basically led me to believe that he's ready to go. So, and here's what I think about it, guys. If Juju plays, he's not going to play 80-85% of the snaps like he normally would. It'd be on a pitch count. You know, conditioning would be a factor. But if you can get him out there for 15 or 20 snaps in that game against the Chiefs, why wouldn't you do it?
Man, that number, I put it at 51 earlier. It just feels like there's fire where the smoke is, Ron. But it sounds to Ray like there's more concern about conditioning than actual physical risk. This would be an incredible story.
It sure would. It just makes me wonder then, if he was this close to healthy that he can make that jump in 2 days from practice to playing, why couldn't he have practiced last week or practiced the week before just to practice to get into a little bit of physical shape? It just took him till yesterday to clear him, and now once he's cleared to practice, he's good to go. It's just such an unusual story for me. It would be a hell of a story.
Man, would it ever if he appeared, and I'm looking at the Rod Woodson highlight from the Super Bowl against the Cowboys. That's what it reminds me of, a guy who hadn't been seen for months and months suddenly appears in a game.
Did he practice leading up to that Super Bowl?
I don't remember.
Either. I don't know. I just remember him going down in that first game of the year against Detroit, I believe, on that horrible turf at Three Rivers.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that his impact in the Super Bowl was as a receiver catching a ball against Dion.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Yep.
I was there, but I don't remember that.
And I think Juju doing something like that, making a play, just his appearance, does it change the way you think about the game?
Not really. No. I mean, unless he can play defensive back and pass rusher and, you know, somehow figure out how to stop Mahomes, no. And I do think Ray's point about he's not going to play 80 snaps or something like that. But if he makes an impact on two or three plays, so that would be much more than what they would be hoping for, right?
Man, I'll say. Yeah, and I mean, I think it's incumbent. It sounds like you think that the defense is the unit on blast this week. I think it's the offense. The offense has stunk all season, basically. They got to get something done. And if you're going to beat Mahomes, the defense could give up 25, 28 points and still play well against that guy. You got to score.
You got to score. I just don't know that they can keep Mahomes to 25 or 30.
I know. That could be the issue. But also there's turnovers. You know, you could have a good game where their point total is pretty high, but still give your offense some chances.
If you can get a turnover or two.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Well, again, Mahomes has fumbled. He has been known to fumble. 7 playoff fumbles in his career. And early this season, he was throwing picks around, but he's cleaned that up. He's been great.
Wait, here's the one thing we haven't considered.
Yes?
Snow.
It's not supposed to snow that day.
Tomorrow it's supposed to snow there. And they're only talking a couple inches. They're talking more high winds. I don't know what Sunday's forecast is. I don't think snow's a big factor this time, but who knows? Weather changes.
Well, the wind, they were saying during the broadcast anyway, affected Ben in the first game. As Hokie said yesterday, it didn't seem to affect Mahomes, but it did affect Ben.
But it would affect Mahomes if it was snow this week, if he doesn't have Tyreek Hill, Kelsey's banged up, and he's down to his third string running back.
That's true. Winds expected to be 9 miles an hour Sunday. That would be lower than they were in the first game. And it's expected, Ron, to be what here? 37 degrees, probably in the high 20s by game time, I would bet.
Yeah, because it's a night game. It'd be 7:15 out there.
But it doesn't sound like the weather is going to have a huge effect on the game. However, right around the game, like you said, tomorrow, I mean, who knows?
I'm reading tomorrow, the winter watch. Tomorrow,
90% snow.
Says snow expected, 2 to 4 inches, winds gusting as high as 40 miles an hour. That's from midnight tonight to 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
All right. Here's the quote we wanted to play. It's Deontay Johnson. We've heard a lot out of the South Side this week about, oh, we have no chance.
Poor,
blah, blah,
pitiful
blah.
Us,
yes,
right?
Sort of the reverse psychology type thing. And Deontay broke ranks here. Do we have that horse?
People expecting us to go out there and have another, tough loss like that. So that's what they're expecting. They don't expect us to come back with a better plan, you know. So I like being in this situation because once we win, don't try to hop back on the bandwagon now. Because remember all that stuff you saying now. So I'm not, you know, I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Once we win, don't come back on the bandwagon.
I like it. It's been unbelievably boring this week. That's the closest thing to anything interesting that anybody has said, really. It used to be, Ron, when we would do these playoff games, guys would be piping off left and right. Everybody's become media trained and told what to say. So my first reaction to that was, hey, how about don't fumble when nobody's around you this time around? But the second one is good for you. At least we have one little tiny quote to grab onto.
Well, I went back to I remembered this from the time it happened. And then I wrote about this for Sunday in the PG, comparing the 05 Indy game to this. And Indy beat them 26-7 and 7 weeks before they met in the playoffs and just totally dominated them and shut them less than 200 yards offense the Steelers had. I think Ben was sacked 3 times, threw 2 interceptions. He had a bad game. And Kimo von Allhoffen, I remember after the game, said, we're going to see these guys again. I'm already looking forward to it. Everybody in here is looking forward to it. And I remember that. I remember the conviction in his voice and on his face. And darn if they didn't get that game a couple of weeks, 7 weeks later.
That's interesting. You know what I remember?
And they were 8.5-point underdogs in that playoff.
Yes, they were. 8.5 points. What I remember from that night in Indy when they got blasted 26-7.
Monday night.
Is John Clayton in the Steelers locker room. Seemed to have more time than I had that night, but he was asking a lot of people a lot of different things. And if memory serves, he wrote going into the rematch that the Steelers felt like they found something late in that game, believe it or not, in the first game, and that they would exploit it defensively in the second game. That's what I remember. And he was proven very right because they really destroyed that offense that day. Destroyed it.
I remember, they sacked Manning 5 times. In the playoff game, James Ferrier had 2.5 of them. And I'll always remember talking to Aaron Smith about Brady versus Manning. And he always said, we can rattle Manning. You see his feet, they start pumping. he said, we can get in his head a little bit. And I go, what about Brady? He goes, oh, no, we got no chance of getting
in
his head. No chance of getting in his head. That was the difference between the two of them to him and to the Steelers.
We got the playmaker coming up in the noon hour, which I'm very, very much looking forward to. But coming up next, Ron, I've got some numbers for you. I compiled stats going into this game, which on the surface may sound like, oh, who wants to hear about stats? But let me tell you, Ron, some of these jump off the page. I'm going to start you with the number zero. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm a zero. People tell me that all the time.
I certainly wasn't talking about that.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you next what I'm talking about. I hope I'm not jinxing the Steelers with this number.
That's a nice tease, though, a nice radio tease.
I hope I'm not jinxing the Steelers. And there's another one that is the number one. And I think that could play a giant factor in this game. I'll tell you next. Ron and I are going to play the numbers game here on Cookin' Joe.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, time is short, so I'm going to tease to the real numbers game at the top of the hour, but I'm going to give you that zero. The number zero, and it applies in two different instances here. Najee Harris led the NFL in touches this year, 381. He had zero fumbles.
That's amazing.
Is that unbelievable? No fumbles?
That's just amazing. That is absolutely amazing. That's ball security.
At its finest.
Big time. You know, the percentage, Le'Veon didn't fumble that much, if I remember correctly.
Right.
But I don't know that he ever went zero for 380.
Does it make you nervous about the playoff game?
Nah, you're not. This is what you're talking about, jinxing them a little bit. I don't believe in those jinxes.
I know, but the first time they played, they flashed a graphic before Boz tried a 36-yard field goal that said he's made 43 in a row inside 40.
And he missed.
Here's the other zero. Neither team has had a punt return or kick return for a touchdown this season. Does that change? And if it does, which team gets it?
Well, if the Steelers want to win, they better be the one to get it. That's, you don't want to give Kansas City a special teams touchdown. I don't know. I'm not. You know, Ray had the big 23-yard punt return the other day that helped them win that game. But I don't look for him to break one. I don't know about Kansas City. Who returns for them?
Well, Pringle was the fourth best kick returner in the league, and they've got some speedsters back there who can break things. So I would say to be very much on guard if I'm the
Steelers.
Oh,
you're always on guard because you can't afford to give up a special teams touchdown.
Well, yeah, especially when you have the fourth leading guy in the league.
You just can't.
All right, we'll get to the rest of the numbers game next. Would you kick it out of the end zone every time if you could?
Yes, I would.
Every single time?
Yes.
Belichick sometimes doesn't like to do that, and I think Tomlin has taken to that at times, where you want to give your players a chance to make a play, a momentum-changing hit, a fumble, maybe pin them down there.
Or
with
pin them inside the 20. Yeah. I mean, I get that, but, I don't know. But I'm okay starting at the 25. I know Baltimore, with Justin Tucker, he can kick it so high that it can come down at the 5-yard line, and guys don't have a chance to get more than 10 yards on their return. Boswell has to be able to execute that for me to do that.
But you're still giving them a chance to return it, right?
Right.
If you kick it in the field of play.
I get that.
I'm with you. I'm kicking it out every single time if I can.
I'll take my chances at the 25.
BetQL helps you make smarter bets throughout the football season. Now they're giving you a chance to win cash prizes. BetQL's Giving Props is a weekly free-to-play contest that runs throughout the pro football playoffs. Go to BetQL.com/props right now. BetQL has posted 10 props around this weekend's game. The person with the most correct picks this week wins $2,000 just by signing up. You'll automatically be entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Head over to BetQL.com/props and make your picks today. Here's some of them, Ron, some of these little treats. Cooper Kupp, over under 115.5 passing receiving yards. You like him?
I love Cooper Kupp, but that's a lot of yards in a playoff game. I would think Arizona's going to be, you know, doing everything they can to take him away. I would probably say under.
How about Rams Cardinals? They put this game at Pick'em on BetQL. I think that's I got to go Rams.
The lines I got at Rams -4.
Yeah, it's a Pick'em.
I would take the Rams.
Is DeAndre Hopkins out still? I think he is, from what I've been reading and hearing. I mean, that just to me that changes everything. That's arguably their best player.
In Arizona,
yeah,
you're talking about, yeah. Well, James Conner, the touchdown machine, the touchdown maker. Boy, he made himself some money this year, I think.
Tom Brady, over under 294.5 passing yards.
Not in Buffalo, not on a night game, not in that weather. No, I don't see it.
He's not playing for the Patriots anymore.
Oh,
Rob.
What am I thinking? What am I thinking? That's right, I'm thinking
actually
to Buffalo.
Like that.
I'm thinking to Buffalo.
Buffalo,
my
the
bad.
Patriots.
My bad. My
it's
bad.
It's okay. He's playing at home against
Philly, right?
Yeah.
I'm still going to say under. That's a lot of yards.
Then let's put Mac Jones in Buffalo at 285.
He's not going to throw 285. What did he throw there the last time? Three?
Three passes.
Yeah, right. 2 yards or something, 8 yards.
It's going to be 1 degree in Buffalo on Sunday.
I can't believe I said that about Brady.
No. That's okay, Ron. Do you think anybody's going to care or cares right now?
But I love the way you casually corrected me. Ron, Brady doesn't play with New England anymore.
Said earlier I made a Frank Cignetti error. Ron, we're on the air for 4 hours. People are going to make mistakes, and nobody thinks.
Frank,
I tell my daughter this all the time.
We
walk into places, and she's like, I can't walk in with this bag. People are going to. I said, nobody's thinking of you. Not right. A single person
here. They
got
their own issues to deal
yes,
with.
Yes, nobody.
Frank
They're thinking about themselves only. Nobody's going to go home tonight and say, did you see that girl at the Green Tree Sportsplex today walk in with that old gym bag? Man, can you believe that? Nobody's thinking about it, Ron.
Frank Cignetti, I just remember talking to him about Bostic. He just loved Bostic's potential as a coach. And Bostic chose to go into the administrative end and then into the broadcasting end.
What a nice man he is, Ron?
He is a nice man. Frank was a good guy, too.
Yeah, I like them, the Cignettis. Fan Hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, Route 19 in the South Hills. Start the new year off with a great deal. And coming up, oh, do I have some numbers for Ron? And that's going to lead us into the playmaker, Michael Irvin, who is never shy with an opinion. And I believe he participated in that Super Bowl where Rod Woodson made that cameo, correct?
I believe he did as well.
I want to ask him about the perils and the advantages of having a guy like Juju come back, all of that. But first, Ron, the number I'm going to present to you is -1. And I think you'll be very surprised. Because
I was. Temperature in Buffalo maybe on Saturday night?
It might
night?
Be. It pertains to the Chiefs. And I think you're going to be very surprised because I was when I saw this morning. It's Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. road, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.